digital world. Every day is game day.
This is
the future of radio in America.
The future of radio.
This is the future of radio.
The future of radio.
Rather extraordinary things.
Cyber Station USA.
100% homeboy. Radix Q.
To remake the world.
Broadcasting to the universe.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Revolutionizing radio.
This may be one of the greatest moments in history.
This is CyberStation USA, America's unique online experience. Welcome to the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson-Jones. Thanks for stopping by. Come in, sit down, relax while we enjoy great jazz. Each week we present the music of independent jazz artists as well as those we've grown to love through the years. And yes, of course, the legends. You are listening right now to the Woody Herman Orchestra playing Giant Steps. We have here in the studio Frank Tiberi, the leader of the Woody Herman Band. Hello, Frank. Welcome to the Jazz Room.
Hello, Joan. Nice to be here.
Thank you so much for coming down and sitting in our comfortable chairs.
See that?
Yes. As well as being the leader of the Woody Herman Orchestra, Frank is a legend in the jazz world in his own right. Frank is going to give us some history of the band, the story of his relationship with Woody Herman, and how he came to be the leader of the band. Right now, let's continue listening to Woody Herman's orchestra with Giant Steps.
That's a good start.
That's a good start to the show. Welcome, Frank Tiberi, to the show. And thank you for coming today. And I'm going to let that just sort of stop right here for the moment. Sounds wonderful, though. Could you please tell us about your work with Woody Herman and how you eventually became to be the leader of the orchestra?
Well, let's see, 1969, actually. Just talk about Giant Steps, actually. That was my contribution to a direction of the band. And that's before that he was doing Light My Fire and the Evans arrangements and MacArthur Park and stuff. So when I got in, I just suggested all the John Coltrane tunes, and this won a Grammy. And then of course the next year, the Thundering Herd, more Coltrane tunes, and such as Lazy Bird and Naima, and so we won another Grammy at that time. So I feel really gratified that, and then of course, I mean, introducing the bassoon in the band also as well. That's we've done some things by Alan Broadbent, who was a great arranger, and we've recorded many things on the bassoon, and these were the things in which made it interesting for me to remain with the band for 20 years. That's 285 nights a year, it was great. It was interesting. We went all over the world, and cruise trips in Las Vegas, and Bangkok and Manila and Lapland and all places where you certainly couldn't even design a vacation.
I know what you're saying. Now, how did you come to start with Woody Herman to begin with?
Well, I was doing a lot of doubling and musical shows in Philadelphia, and my friend Sal Nistico knew me, and there was an opportunity for the lead tenor player that I was able to replace, and that's that 1969. That was the thing. I just, of course, I decided to retire at that time, but sure. 285 nights a year, right? Anyway, so he suggested me, coming on the band. So I just remained at that time. It was really interesting.
And how long was it before you became the leader? What were the circumstances that brought you to becoming the leader?
Well, he got into an accident, and I took over the band. And he got some good response from all of his friends. And at first, he never wanted to. We consider that as a ghost band. We have another gentleman, Dick Johnson, actually, who does the Artie Shaw band.
Yes, I know. We've had Dick on the show as well.
You have, right? Okay. Yeah, dear friends, you have like two band leaders here in Boston, right? In Mass.
Wonderful. Right?
Anyway, so he never wanted it, actually, but after receiving all the response, he just we had a few drinks together, and he just said he'd like to have me just take over the band, and in the event that at the particular time when he was seriously getting sick, and he was just, considering that the band should continue on, which is a great thing because he serviced so many great young musicians, from schools and from colleges, and that's what he said, all great musicians, and now they've certainly have made their mark being great arrangers and, in Hollywood and all that sort of thing.
Are there any people in particular you can think of through the years that went through the band that have moved on and upward?
Well, yeah, sure. Alan Broadbent, one particular, actually. He writes, for big acts, and he directs also as well. And Tony Clacton is another one, actually. He's in Denver. He's a great arranger. He's been doing some things. And there are so many great musicians, and one particular, actually, just Joe Lovano, is one that the Grammy Award winner.
And yes.
Well, he's from the band. There a lot of the musicians actually came from the Berklee School of Music, from all over, actually, from North Texas State, from Rochester, around that area. And as I say, he was always interested in getting young musicians and giving them the opportunity to go through their studies and experience.
That's right, because I've heard Joe Lovano a couple of times.
Oh yeah,
I saw him not too long ago. Now that you've been working with the Woody, leading the orchestra for a while, does the group have recordings with you leading?
Well, yeah, we have the. We have Live at Ronnie Scott's. We have the Legacy album, and we have another one right now that's going to be coming out. That's as soon as we get some money to get it together. And we did another one at Ronnie Scott's. This was 2 years ago, so we're going to be getting that together. And, you know, we've done, you know, so many things, actually. But this is under my tenure and under my leadership. But before that, we've done, my goodness, 40, 50 albums, something like that, we recorded. And every album, actually, was exciting because it was all different. I mean, it was from Steely Dan to Stevie Wonder, Chick Corea, Joe Zawinul, you know. So these were things in which, you know, made it very easy, you know, interesting to remain with the band. Everything was an upgrade. You know, it wasn't a drone thing, if you know, that sort of things. Everything was so different. Actually, one of the greatest, I think, Rosemary Clooney, we did one with her, and it's called My Buddy, and I think it's one of the great ones that we've recorded. So we've worked with a lot of singers also as well.
That's wonderful. And
Frank Sinatra, the main event. We with us, Tony Bennett, we've done many concerts, you know, with him. And, so it's been exciting right on through.
It's just exciting listening to you talk about it. But now I'd like to talk a little bit, if you could just sort of start us off with just a little touch of your study of Coltrane and how you got started. And we'll talk about that after the next piece.
Cool.
But just tell us a little bit about, because I know you are Coltrane master.
Well, several years ago, actually, I've recorded Train and Impulse Records, you know, did some work on them, and they're setting aside, and I have an agent that's one of the, you know, that's going to be doing negotiating with any interest, and of course, I mean, I've just analyzed many of the things and put together a direction that I'm able to really teach the students at the Berklee School of Music, which I've been there for 10 years, and I never knew that until they gave me a pen that says 10 years. Thank you.
Okay, well, why don't we take a listen to, let's see, this is from, now what album is this from? We're going to play Body and Soul, and it's from the
Legacy album, right.
The Legacy album, and with you directing. With you directing.
Yes,
all right. So here we have the Legacy album with Frank Tiberi directing Body and Soul. Listening to the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones. We're here with guest Frank Tiberi, leader of the Woody Herman Band. And Frank, please tell us about this last piece we heard, Body and Soul.
Well, it was my arrangement. That's number one. And actually, what I did, I've just acquired, you know, some of the direction that Train did some years back when he recorded Body and Soul, and added a few myself. And it's always enjoyable when I play with the band. That's it.
So this wonderful sax solo was you.
Yes. I guess it was me.
That was you. I love your sound. I love your sound. I have a special heart for a certain sound in a saxophone, and
great.
You have it.
Thank you.
You have it. Now, how did this? I know you've made a lifelong study of John Coltrane. But how did you first start doing that? What did you first do?
Well, I came up the ranks of Coleman Hawkins and Lester Young and Charlie Parker. And, of course, Al Cohn also as well was one of my great favorites, mentors. And of course, the Train, when he came out with the four-piece group in 1960, he came out with a lot of new things, and it was very interesting. So I thought that I would get onto it and just analyze and see what he's doing, actually. So, we're talking about Countdown, we're talking about Giant Steps and all that, And so this is what I teach at the school. I direct them in this area, in a contemporary area, because we do have some standard students also as well, that are just standard students, not professional students, rather.
Yes, I understand. Now, I know that I did a little research on Frank Tiberi.
Oh, boy. Here it comes.
I did a little research, and I just want to ask, because I thought this was such a neat story, but I just wanted to ask, because I always noticed that a lot of times when you get these little stories and then you talk to the person, it's not quite there. But it said that you recorded a lot of what Coltrane played when you were live?
Well, I did, yes. Yes, that's what I was referring to, actually, earlier. I would go with the tape recorder. So everything was deceiving, so I had to really check it out. And so I did that, did a lot of tapes, and it's very, very well known. And and as I say, I'm hoping that there'd be some interest in someone that would be putting them on the market, actually. Verve did, Impulse and Verve actually did do a lot of corrections on the tape and stuff, and I just have them just ready to be marketed. If anyone out there is interested, right?
That is fascinating. So you
it's great.
Actually recorded him when he was there in some little club and just getting down what he was doing.
Yes, sure.
That's the way to do it, actually. Though that is the actual way to do it. Now, I know that you have CDs of your own as well. Can you tell us about those, please?
Well, the Tiberium Note actually was one that I'm pretty well proud of. We had some great musicians on it, Adam Nussbaum, and you can see on the cover over there.
Let me take a look over here. Oh, I see Joe Lovano.
Joe Lovano's on it. George Garzon, my dear friend from Braintree.
Andy Laverne.
Andy Laverne, yeah.
And pianist James Williams.
James Williams, sure.
And now, how long ago did you do this?
I don't know what, maybe 4 or 5 years ago or so, something like that.
Okay, it looks like
1999. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, about that. It's about there.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's an interesting one. It's pretty contemporary. It has nothing to do, with the direction of the Woody Herman Band. This is all personal.
Well, we all have to do that.
Once in a while, right? Sure.
We all have to do that. We all understand that, and I'd like people to hear one of yours right now. So we're going to play from Tiberian Mode, we're going to play Stella by Starlight. Frank Tiberi playing Stella by Starlight on his CD Tiberian Mode, and Frank Could you please tell us how we can get a hold of your CD?
Well, I have the frankbeery.com. That's my website, and I think most of the distributors on the internet are carrying it. They can get to me, and either way.
Now, you also have another CD out. It's called Four Brothers Seven.
Four Brothers Seven, right.
And very briefly, could you tell us a little bit about the Four Brothers? Because I'm going to fade this down. And then at some particular time, I'll just start Four Brothers Seven.
Cool.
Okay. Tell us about that, please.
Well, that was, of course, the Woody Herman Band. That's one of our chestnuts. That's one of our well-known selections that we always do, actually, just since we're responsible for it. But years ago, in 1957, Elliot Lawrence gathered the brothers from the band from that era, Serge Chaloff, Al Cohn, and Zoot Sims and Herbie Stewart, and they did the Four Brothers together again. So we thought that we'd do one right now, because everyone on the all the musicians actually have worked with the Woody Herman Band, and so so we came up with that idea to do that. So I've written a couple arrangements, and we've had other arrangements made by Larry McKenna and John Nugent, and these were the saxophone players, Mike Brignola, and we had a good rhythm section too. Matt Wilson on drums, and Dave Berkman, and Lynn Seaton on bass. So it's great. So it just came out actually just yesterday. It was just released.
Yes, and we are effectively debuting your album.
Exactly right.
That's
right.
What an honor. We are debuting your album.
Exactly.
Well, Frank, I want to thank you so much for coming to the Jazz Room and spending time here with us.
Well, that's quite nice, Joan.
And could you tell us, everyone, again, how we can get a hold of your CDs?
Well, as I say, my website, and the Jazz Media. .com, jazzmedia.com. You can get them. You can, and also the. I'm sure that he's distributing it right now. Of course, I'm not really aware of. I'm sure that it'll be Amazon.com or so. But you'll be assured to get it from me if you got my website and contact me also as well. So.
Well, thank you very much, Frank. And we're going to come in progress to.
It's one of the Four Brothers tunes that we do. Sort of a capsule version of the Woody Herman Band.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Joan, for having me. It was a pleasure. Enjoyed.
We've come to the end of another show. Thank you for spending time here with me in the Jazz Room. And thank you again, Frank, for coming to the Jazz Room. I love getting your email. Please let me know how you'd like the show. You may reach me at the Jazz Room page of my website, www.joanwatsonjones.com. Also, you'll find more information about upcoming shows. You have been listening to The Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones.
Before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. The shake-up to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
Cyber Station USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. Cyber Station USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop-shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple.
Stitcher,
a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA. Always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide. Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.